Life with Lederer. The Company.
Well, there I was, lying on my sofa on a Sunday afternoon, feeling rather low. It was that twilight hour when all the programmes on telly are religious and there's nothing on the radio except the Trooping of the Colour or the Test Match, and all the shops are shut and no one's phoned all day. I found myself trying to kill the silence by sighing. I've been doing that all afternoon, in fact. I was secretly hoping the neighbours might hear and come round with a cake and a nice group of new friends. But obviously the sigh hadn't successfully competed with the silence and no one heard me. That or they spent the afternoon with earplugs on complaining about the neighbours.
Honestly, if I hear her sigh one more time, I'm going to call the police. I mean it this time.
Oh, just turn the telly up, dear. She's trying to get attention. Yeah. She'll get fed up with it soon.
I'd been doing that and picking in the kitchen. Not much, just finishing a trifle, opening a new jar of peanut butter, having finished the old one, chewed my way through a cup of raw drinking chocolate, and polished off a bowl of Frosties, when I started to feel the impact straining over the elastic of my house trousers. Anyway, there I was, with a good few hours to kill before any proper telly programmes came on, eating my way through my Cadbury's weekend, when due to complete inertia, boredom and personal inadequacy, I was forced to hit the remote control button to watch the only available non-religious offering, which happened to be something on Channel 4 called The Business Programme. Now, it's all very well for Channel 4 to be radical and avoid the Sunday syndrome slot, but to offer a business programme as a viable alternative to Harry Secombe whistling hymns on cliffs and shopping centres around the country just isn't good enough. I mean, the word business is as drab and uninspiring as the word Henchcliffe-on-Sea, which Harry had been telling us about earlier. It's enough to make one wish one had got a video out. Now, the problem with the business programme, I decided as I was forcing myself to watch it, is that its subject matter is uninspired and repetitive. The presenters had obviously been told to say the word recession as many times as possible in 20 minutes, and the one who said it most probably got to keep their job. I've since discovered recession is the most overused and misunderstood word in the English language, apart, of course, from Dow Jones Index and German Bight. Anyway, the presenters were so involved with the R word, they looked quite drained. Now, I realise everyone is very depressed about the big R, but why be so passive? I mean, I've heard people say things like, oh, I can't do the washing up, it's a recession. Or we've just been burgled, it's a recession. I've just caught a cold, it must be the recession. But what does the recession mean exactly? Now, I'm the type who craves definitions for most social movements, which is probably why I've been sent to Coventry by my partner. You see, when I asked him to define Brewer's Droop as a social malaise in the early 90s, he became hysterical and drove off in a huff. Honestly, I hadn't even touched him. I just wanted to ask a question about beer, that's all, and the early hop pickers in Kent. So to properly understand this current obsession, I'd have to get an expert to define it, someone who understands the market forces at work. But who? Then it came to me at 7:30 the next morning, my milkman Martin. He always wakes me up at that time, and I always have to ask him to come back when I found my purse. So you could say we're on knocking up terms. He threatened to take legal action once, but I think we understand each other now. Luckily, I had some cash on that occasion.
Paula, last time I was invited in for a coffee by a lady in a towel and dressing gown was when I was on Game for a Laugh. Hope the wife don't mind.
Do you think I'm attractive, Martin?
To be honest, Helen, no.
Well, why should your wife mind, then?
She's a feminist. If I said you was as ugly as you are, she'd accuse me of being sexist, wouldn't she? Still, it's early in the morning, you ain't got your slap on yet. Usually makes a difference, I find.
I asked you in to find out if you'd been hit by the recession, actually. If I need insults, I can get them later on in the day.
The what?
The recession. The thing that makes everyone become doom-laden and fatalistic.
Oh, no, don't bother me. But then I deal in a protected area, don't I? You see, milk's milk. There's no alternative, and if you want to stay healthy, you've got to drink milk. Well, it's just like these matches, isn't it? You want to light your fag, you've got to use matches. And to stay healthy, you've got to smoke. 10 a day, actually, or you get withdrawal symptoms. You don't mind if I light up, do you?
Yes, I do, actually, Martin. That's why I have a thank you for not smoking sign on my front door, along with no free papers, no free samples and no thieves. You can have one if you stand there in the porch. Oh. I'll talk to you through the partition. So that was it, really. I just wondered if you were worried about being out of a job.
No.
And you don't worry about other people?
Well, why should I? I'm a Conservative. It's still Thatcher's Britain, even if he is from the circus.
Well, you could worry about me. The recession means no one phones me up because they can't afford their telephone bills, or so they say. No one asks me out to try out a new restaurant because there aren't any being built. And no one asks me to do anything interesting for a living because no one is taking risks on new projects.
What's left, then?
Well, that's gone too. The only thing that's free, and I've gone and had a row with him.
You could always go solo, as long as you don't pinch my patch.
What, delivering milk?
Delivering anything you like.
And it was here that the idea to go solo was born, and thus combat the worst effects of recessionisationism. I immediately sat down and started to think. Well, before that, I had to put the kettle on to make some filter coffee, clear the washing up and some ironing in case I got distracted by other chores while I was thinking. So once I'd done all that and I'd sharpened some pencils, found an A4 pad, punched holes on every page with my hole puncher, placed it in a folder, having removed my sixth form anthology of poems first to make space, only stopping to read a few of my favourites, I finally hit upon the idea. I must start a company and work from home. Now, luckily, I've just finished reading an article on this very topic in one of the Light and Frothies, so I think I'll give the writer a ring for some further info.
Emma's phone.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Good. She's got her own one, then?
Yes.
What, and you're just there to tell people that she's got her own phone, are you?
What do you mean?
Well, you just said Emma's phone. I wondered why you didn't say hello, like most people.
Fine. Hello, then.
Hello. Could I speak to Emma's phone?
This is her phone.
Oops, you've got me doing it now. I mean, could I speak to Emma's desk? I mean, Emma herself in person, if possible.
She's not at her phone at the moment. That's why I'm answering it.
Right. Could you put me through to the phone that she is at? It doesn't matter if it isn't her personal phone. I like to talk to Emma, actually, not her phone. That's really what I was after. I'm not fussy which phone she uses to speak to.
Look. Oh, good. Here she comes now. Can you hold? There's some nutter wants to speak to you. Shall I see you in a meeting?
How nutty?
Medium to very.
Oh, I'll take it. I need some ideas for tomorrow's column.
Hello?
Hello? Are you on your phone?
Well, how else would we be speaking, I wonder?
Good point. I was interested in your article about setting up a business, and as a businesswoman, to be, that is, I thought we might do a business lunch and have a business meeting. Don't worry, I'll take the minutes and that sort of thing.
To talk about what, exactly?
Well, business, of course.
Of course. And where did you have in mind for us to meet for this business lunch?
Martin suggested Joe's Cafe in London. Apparently they all go there after their round.
Martin?
My milkman.
Oh, of course. Well, perhaps we could just do lunch over the phone. What do you need to discuss?
Well, I just wanted to know a few basics before I launch myself as a company.
Ah, well, let's see. First, you have to form a company with a name. Then you have to have some clients. Then you have to get paid. And not forgetting the famous executive briefcase, of course. Now, I must dash to a meeting. Bye.
Well, that was quite helpful. At least I've got a shopping list of essentials, headed notepaper with my name on it, a receipt book for invoicing, and a famous briefcase. I don't know whose I'll borrow. I'm not that flush with famous contacts at present. Still, I could always gatecrash a children in need auction and pick one up there. Last year, a pair of Rod Stewart's pants sold for £2,000, so there's bound to be a briefcase. Alistair Burnett's perhaps would be nice. Anyway, I think a trip to the best stationers in town is required. What shall I get first?
Excuse me, but are you serving?
Well, I was until he got bored with me and went off with someone else. How can I help you, madam?
Well, I'd like the works, please. I'm setting up a business, so I'll need all the basics.
Like what?
Some plastic cups, a few serviettes.
What for?
Oh, you know, those endless cups of coffee and rushed bagel lunches when you're up against it.
I only wish I was, dear. Now, what does your company do exactly?
What do you mean?
Well, what does it do? Is it an ad agency, interior design company, an ironing service? What?
Oh, I see.
You see what?
You want to know what my company does?
Well, it might help if I'm to offer any useful advice.
Right. Well, at this stage, it's just a company, really. It's at the company stage, and then I was hoping to move on once I'd bought the equipment.
Move on to where?
To meeting the clients and then getting paid.
I know. Let's say I'm your client, right?
Fine. I'm sure we get along over lunch and things like that.
Yes. So, let's assume we do. I'm going to tell you what I want, and then you can give it to me under the terms of your company.
Ah, yes, I'm still with you. You almost lost me, but yes.
Now, let's pretend we're at a business lunch, and you said to me, how's tricks? I see the pound is down again. And any news on the oil, right?
Hang on, I'm just jotting this down. Could be useful when I have my first board meeting.
Of course. So, we've exchanged pleasantries, and we have our dessert and our coffee.
And a liqueur?
All right, a liqueur, as I'm your first client. Over coffee and the liqueur, I say to you, I would like some money, please.
Hang on, you've lost me. You want some money?
That's what I want. I'm your client. You give me what I want. You provide a service to attend to my needs. My need is that I need some money.
But I want some money, that's the whole point. I do something for you on behalf of my company, and then you pay me for what I've given you. It's not free.
Oh, well. I'll just have to point you in the direction of the paper cups and serviettes, then. I'm sure you'll find a use for them somehow. Thought I was onto a winner there. Oh, well.
Honestly, how confusing. I had to go to Woolworths in the end to get my basics. I was too embarrassed to go back into the first shop. Unfortunately, the only pads they had were children's with lines on and airmail, but I have put my individual logo on each sheet, which I think distinguishes it in an individual way. Most people who've seen it have said how individual it is, and one person even said how brave to have that kind of headed notepaper when one is starting out with no capital at all, or even clients. I'll have to use the other side to actually write on due to the largeness of my drawing and the smallness of the children's pad. Not to worry, it's a start. But the phone still wasn't ringing, and I realised that the company would soon be in a crisis. I mean, I still hadn't had a business lunch, hadn't had anything biked round, let alone had to make any tough decisions based on the Dow Jones Index. Talk about recession. That's all I did, to anyone who'd listen. I realised things had to stop that night at the pub.
Oh, Bloody Mary in there, please, Terry.
What, you want a Bloody Mary inside your spritzer?
Yes, please. I'm trying to get drunk.
You don't say.
Then, on the way home, while I was lying in a puddle and wondering how I was going to get up off the pavement without falling over again, it came to me. Gap in the market. It came shining out at me like a beacon of discovery. I hadn't found my gap in the market. Once I'd got the gap, the rest would follow.
I hope you don't mind me doing a bit of market research on you.
Is that what you call it nowadays? We're too old for that sort of caper.
No, really? I'm serious.
So are we.
You probably don't know this, but I'm setting up a business and I need to know what it is people need that they haven't already got so I can give it to them.
Well, to be frank with you, a little house by the sea would do me. And if you can't manage that, a caravan. And at that side of the question, some new cardboard, because this one's had it.
With my conscience thoroughly pricked, I went home and refined my company's aims. Well, I say refine, I actually decided what they were and then wrote them down on my headed notepaper. To provide housing for the non-housed. He was a real tap into the market, I thought, and as nobody else seemed to have got there first, I thought I was onto a real winner. At last, I was beginning to understand what being a company was all about. Well, almost. The company folded 2 weeks later, and so now I'm on my way to join another organisation as a client and reverse the roles for a change.
Right, Miss Lederer. Thank you for filling in our B5982463 claim form. Now, before we allow you to sign on, as we call it, we'll have to ask you a few preliminary questions before we can let the state completely support you. So, previous employment?
Company director.
Company director. Right. And what was the reason for leaving that particular job?
The company, really.
What, they sacked you? Only we'll need to get references, you see.
Oh, I can provide those.
We do actually prefer to go to them direct, so if you can just give me their details.
Yes, it's the same as on my card.
But your B5982463 claim form is only for your details, Miss Lederer. I am asking for details of your last employer.
Yes, it was my company.
I see.
I sacked myself. The recession. Couldn't fight it.
And how long were you... did you employ yourself, as it were?
About 2 weeks. But then my outlay didn't tally with my output and I got drunk. I mean, went bust.
Why was that?
Couldn't find any cardboard.
That was Life with Lederer. Written and performed by Helen Lederer. Featuring Christopher Campbell, Malcolm Rayburn, Victoria Finney and Sandra Maitland. It was produced in Manchester by Paul Z. Jackson.